AHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
Tonight here on 1230 KHAS, North Platte in town to take on Hastings Five Points Bank in a doubleheader. We spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Steve Illingworth, and coach, coming off of a 3-2 weekend in Columbus, it seems like your team's starting to maybe turn the corner a little bit.
We are. We're playing a lot better. We're kind of getting some things fixed. And, you know, last week was a good week for us. We went 6-2 last week. And in baseball, that's a good week because you can run into a really hot pitcher. And, you know, in that 6-2, we played Lincoln Northeast twice, and so we were really pleased with the way things kind of turned around for us last week.
You mentioned Lincoln Northeast. We were able to knock off that team early in that Columbus tournament, and then they got you at the tail end, but that's a good baseball team.
That's a very good baseball team. As you know, they were state runner-up in Class A this year. We beat them 5-2 on Friday. Xander Smith threw a really good game. And then we played him Sunday in the third-place game, and it was a 2-2 game into the sixth, and we gave up, you know, we had two outs and hung a curveball, and it got hit pretty hard, and they ended up beating us 5-3. But, you know, to play a team like that and split with them is an accomplishment for us at this stage of the year.
These things got off to a slow start. You're currently 9-12 on a season, off to a 3-10 start, but I'm sure the guys got a little bit more enthusiasm, a little bit more punch now, don't they?
Yeah, they do, and I told them, you know, we're going to come on. You just keep working to get better, and, you know, every time we practice, we work on our weaknesses, and it's starting to show up in games, and they're starting to believe in themselves. You know, beating Grand Island last week up in Grand Island, that kind of started it and got them thinking, hey, we can play with anybody. And then when they beat Northeast, that got their whole mindset turned around. So I'm really pleased where we are at this stage of the season.
Yeah, that Grand Island win seems like a long time ago, several games ago, but that's the type of game that can really jumpstart the season, can it?
It can, you know, and that was a well-played ball game. We won it 3-2, a great pitching duel, and it was in their house. And so that's the kind of thing that can jumpstart your season, and so far it has, and I hope we continue that tonight.
What's been a big turnaround here as of late?
One thing, we're hitting better. About 10 days ago, we were hitting around 200 as a team. Now we're up to about 257 as a team. So, you know, I told you early on that we had a lot of young players, and they had to get used to the speed of the game, and the fastballs were better, and the curves broke more, and the changeups were into the dirt. And they're adjusting to that, and that shows they've raised the team batting average about 30 points in the last week.
Ryan Bender is the guy who's continued to crush the baseball. I think his average now at .365 in the season. He's doing the job for you.
He is. You know, this is third year for Ryan. So for him, the game slows down pretty well. And I think last year Ryan hit about .385 for us for the year, and the year before about .375. So his average has been creeping up. He's been seeing the ball better, and he's been having good rounds in the batting cage. So, you know, Ryan's the type of kid, if he gets really hot, he can carry us.
Anybody else step in the past 7-10 days hitting for you?
Xander Smith has stepped up, and he started hitting the ball really well. Just lately, Kyle Goldenstein has started to hit the ball hard. You know, Pat Opperman started hot, and he kind of had a bad week last week. So, you know, if he can turn that around, he'll be fine. Will Reimer's hitting over 300. Will's been consistent all year. I mean, Will's just kind of been there all year. But in terms of who's starting to get hot, we've got Goldenstein in the leadoff, and I'm hoping he can continue to do what he did on Sunday.
Coach, what about the pitching staff? You've had a couple of complete games as of late. They seem to be coming along as well.
Yeah, we pitched really well. At Grand Island, we used two pitchers. Blaine went 5, and Pango went 2. And then after that, we had 4 straight complete games until we got to Saturday. I think we got up to 5 complete games before we had to use a reliever. So when your pitching does that, it takes a lot of stress off of your pitching staff. And that's also been a key, that guys have been able to go out there and finish a game.
Got a Cornhusker League contest here tonight with North Platte. We'll come back and talk about them as our pregame show continues after this.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with Color Printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Back with Hastings Five Points Bank head coach Steve Illingworth, North Platte First National Bank in town to take on Hastings and a twin bill here tonight at Duncan Field. And anytime you got another area team coming in here, coach, you want to kind of take control of your own turf here?
We do. This game has got ramifications two ways for us. One, it's Cornhusker League, and we would like to get to, if we can do that, we're right in the hunt for the Western League Championship. The other thing is we get a look at an area rival, and that's good. We can get a couple pitching charts on them as they will us. But you kind of like to see them play before you have to play them in the area.
It's a good measuring stick, too, and for the area tournament. It's coming up at the end of August, in July. Talk about that. It's always good to see an area opponent.
It is, and, you know, I wish we could see Twin Cities sometime during the year, and I've tried to arrange that with the schedule when they're on their way to Omaha or Lincoln, but just haven't got it done. So they're always kind of a mystery to us when we play them at area. But it's nice to be able to play North Platte. We know a little bit about their pitching, a little bit about their tendencies. And so I like it that we're playing them and playing them here.
Traditionally, they have been a pretty solid team.
North Platte's always solid. You know, I would say since I've been here, we probably have split our games about 50-50 since. They're always well-coached. They're always pretty hard-nosed kids. And so I'm looking forward to a couple of good games tonight.
Nate Williams will get to start for you in game number one.
Yeah, Nate has been a pleasant surprise for us this year. If you'd have told me in the winter that Nate would lead our pitching staff in innings pitched, I would have said you were crazy. But he does lead it. He's 2-0. And he's not gonna blaze it by you, but he so far this year has been in the strike zone. And that's the key. He knows that he's got to be ahead in the count. If he pitches ahead, he can have success.
Plans for game two?
Game two is going to be Mason Spilanek. Mason has pitched really well for us. He's 1-2. He's had a couple of outings where we haven't really supported him with run support. One of those outings that he lost, he had one bad inning that cost the game, and it wasn't all his fault. So, you know, he's another guy. Mason usually is around the strike zone, so tonight we're not pitching overpowering guys. We're pitching guys that we believe will throw strikes.
When blowing in here at Duncan Field, so naturally we play the small ball tonight and hope your pitchers are around the plate, huh?
Yeah, if they're around the plate, we'll have two good ball games because the last week when we went up to Norfolk for Cornhusker League doubleheader, these were the two pitchers, and they both threw complete games, and it was because they were throwing strikes. They were ahead in the count, and the young guys are really starting to understand that concept, pitching head in the count is a lot more successful than pitching from behind. And so if the key tonight to both of those guys, if they're ahead in the count all night, they'll be successful.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Steve Illingworth, head coach for Hastings Five Points Bank. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and North Platte today on 1230 KHAS.
In the Dugout has been brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard, Hastings. For envelopes, letterhead, brochures, business cards, newsletters, or forms, remember Vaughn's Printers. Stay tuned for the first pitch straight ahead on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 KHAS Radio.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Today's American Legion baseball game is brought to you by KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local businesses supporting local athletics. Now once again, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Duncan Field, American Legion baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHAS. North Platte First National Bank in town. Hey, to take on Hastings Five Points Bank in a doubleheader in the Cornhusker League here tonight, getting a couple of minute head start here on the contest. The first half of the doubleheader tonight, Hastings, the visiting team here in game number one. Hastings Five Points Bank has got runners on at first and third base here in the top half of the first inning. Kyle Goldenstein led off as he grounded out to a shortstop. Will Reimer struck out. Then we had back-to-back singles by Ryan Bender and Xander Schmidt. That's the way we stand right now with runners on at first and third base here in the top half of the first inning. Hastings Five Points Bank and North Platte First National Bank squaring off here in the Cornhusker League as Pat Opperman is up there right now, and he takes his strike in the inside corner, and the count to him is a 2 balls and 2 strikes. Travis Johnson is the pitcher tonight for North Platte. His record of 2 wins, 2 losses on the season. He's thrown 22 innings. He has given up 18 runs. 14 of those have been earned. 19 base hits, 27 strikeouts, 17 walks. He has hit 8 batters. His ERA is sitting at 4.45, and teams are batting just .224 against him. North Platte coming in, a record of 11 wins, 9 losses on the season. Hastings went 6-2 last week to improve their record now to 9 wins and 12 losses after they got off to a rather slow start. At one point in time, they were 3-10 on the season. Now they've improved that record to 9-12. The count on Pat Opperman is sitting at 3 balls and 2 strikes as that next pitch is going to be down low. Opperman batting in the number 5 position here tonight for Hastings 5 Points Bank. And here comes that 3-2 pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him. So Hastings now with the bases loaded here in the first inning of play. Ken Goldenstein grounded out to begin the ball game. Will Reimer came up there and struck out. Ryan Bender singled to right center field. Xander Schmidt with a little bloop single to right field. And now Pat Opperman has walked. So Hastings with his bases loaded here in the top half of the first inning. Blaine Gatz comes to the plate next for Hastings. He'll be playing at third base tonight. For Hastings, 5 points bank defensively as he takes a strike there on the outside corner, nothing and one. Blaine Gatz with a batting average now of .270 on the season. Hastings has raised their batting average as a team up to .257 after hunkering down around .200 for the first 13 to 14 ball games of the season. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that stays inside for a ball, 1 ball and 1 strike. Matt Karloff will follow him, followed by Mason Spilanek, Brandon Panganiban, and on the mound for Hastings tonight is going to be Nate Williams in game number one. Mason Spilanek will get the start for Hastings in game number two. The count is sitting at 1 ball and 1 strike here. Hastings batting in the top half of the first. Hastings playing here at Duncan Field, but they're the opposing team in the first half of the doubleheader tonight in the Cornhusker League. Here's the next pitch. It's swatted down to third baseline. It's going to be in foul territory. Everybody goes back, and the count is sitting at 1 ball and 2 strikes to Blaine Gatz of Hastings. Mike Karloff, or rather Matt Karloff, will follow him, followed by Spilanek and Panganiban. Hastings batting here in the first inning of play, coming off of a weekend where they went 3-2 in the Columbus tournament. Picked up a big win over Lincoln Northeast, a team that finished second in Class A this year in high school baseball. That was their opener. Then Lincoln Northeast got them on Sunday in the third place game. So the count is sitting at 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's 2 men out here in the first inning of play as Travis Johnson winds and delivers as the ball hit right back to Johnson in the mound, and he throws it to first base, and the inning is going to be over. Blaine Gatz hit that one hard, but a bouncer right back to Travis Johnson in the mound. He reaches out there and snags it and goes to first baseman Jordan Enderley to end the inning. So Hastings threatens here in the first, but they come up empty. They score no runs on a couple of base hits, no errors, and they leave 3 in the first. The score after half an inning, it's Hastings nothing and North Platte coming to bat.
5 Points Bank of Hastings wants to be your banking partner. We offer a wide selection of banking products and other special benefits as well.
For example, members of our Golden Club, 55 and older, receive free checks, discounted bank services, get to attend a free monthly movie event, and participate in hosted travel opportunities as well as our delicious annual holiday luncheon. So make the move. Stop in at any of our 3 banking offices and visit with one of our bankers on how we can be your banking partner. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan Field. American Legion baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings and North Platte First National Bank. We'll get to the starting lineups here, brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. 3 convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth, many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. For North Platte here tonight, Luke Voles will lead off. He'll be the shortstop, his batting average at .381 in the season. Cade Folkert will be your center fielder. He'll bat second with an average of .411. Jim McCain will be your catcher. He'll bat third. His average at 293. Ben Sucraw will be your left fielder. He'll bat fourth, and his average is sitting at 306. Then we'll see Taylor Williams, the third baseman, in the number five position. His batting average at 267. Jared Webster will bat sixth. He's the second baseman. His average at 213. Nick Martinez is the designated hitter. He'll bat seventh. His average at 361. Jordan Enderle will be your first baseman. He'll bat eighth with his average at 173. Then we'll see Thatcher Vamp, the right fielder. His batting average is sitting at 400, batting in the number nine position. Here tonight, Trevor Johnson is the guy on the mound. He is 2-2 with his ERA sitting at 4.45 for North Platte. Hastings going with Kyle Goldenstein out in center field. Is that batting average at 194 to enter the ball game tonight? Will Reimer batting second. He's at shortstop. His average at 317. Ryan Bender will be your first baseman. His batting average is sitting at 365. Xander Schmidt batting in the cleanup position tonight, the designated hitter. His average at 316. Pat Opperman is your catcher. His batting average is sitting at 218, batting in the number five position. Batting sixth is going to be Blaine Gatz, the third baseman. His average at 270. Matt Karloff will be the left fielder. He'll bat seventh. His batting average at 196. Mason Spilenick, the second baseman, he'll bat eighth with an average of 135. And then Brandon Pagan-Niemann will be your right fielder. He'll bat ninth with a batting average of 256. Nate Williams on the mound tonight for Hastings. He is 2-0. His ERA is sitting at 3.79. Starting lineups have been brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank member, FDIC. So we're set to go as North Platte comes to bat here in the bottom half of the first inning of play after Hastings loaded the bases in the top of the inning and could not score. It's scoreless here as we head to the bottom of the first, and this is Luke Voles who comes to the plate first for North Platte First National Bank, and the count to him is a one ball and one strike as there's a curveball thrown there by Nate Williams. It's going to be in there for a strike. So Williams, your pitcher tonight for Hastings. He is 2-0 in the season. He's thrown 20 in the third innings. There's a nice curveball. It's a swing and a miss for Luke Voles, and the count is at one ball and two strikes. Nathan has thrown 20 in the third innings, giving up 25 hits, 15 runs, 11 of those earned, 6 base on balls, 13 strikeouts. Teams are batting in the 300s against him. He has hit 3 batters, and his ERA is sitting at 3.79 on the season. So Nate Williams going after his third win of the season here tonight for Hastings on the mound. Just underway, this is the first batter for North Platte First National Bank in the bottom half of the first inning. Luke Voles, he's the shortstop. There's the ball hit right back to Williams. He knocks it out on the mound, picks it up, and he goes to first base. That's not in time. Ball was hit back to Williams on the mound there. He knocks it down, but then the ball got away from it and went to the grassy portion of the infield behind the mound as Williams picked it up and threw it to first base, and it was not in time. So some good speed down there by Voles as he gets the board here for North Platte First National Bank. So we'll wait for the official ruling there. Probably an error chalked up on the pitcher for Hastings, Nate Williams, to allow Voles to get to first base. That's going to be a case, an error on Williams. So now North Platte has got their leadoff man on here in the bottom half of the first inning. Cade Folkert comes to the plate next. He squares around the butt and pulls it back and takes a strike in the outside corner. So Luke Voles is aboard at first base there for North Platte First National Bank. An error on Hastings to begin the ball game. Folkert is up there now. He's a center fielder for North Platte. His batting average at 411 on the season. His quick throw to first base is not in time. Ryan Bender applying the tag there, but getting back in there was Voles. Opperman is behind the plate tonight. Pat Opperman with Nate Williams on the mound. Ryan Bender at first base. Mason Spilenick is on at second. Runner stays put. Here's a curveball. It's going to miss inside. And the count, one ball and no strikes to Cade Folkert. Left side of the diamond, you've got Will Reimer over there at shortstop and Blaine Gatz at third base. Out of the outfield tonight for Hastings, Matt Karloff out in left field. Kyle Goldenstein is out in center. Brandon Pagan-Niemann is out in right field tonight. There's another throw over to first base. It's not in time. Back in there was Luke Voles. Bottom half of the first inning of play. No score between North Platte and Hastings. There's Folkert laying down a bunt in front of the plate. Nice one. Opperman grabs it, goes to first base. That's going to be in time, so the sacrifice works. Voles moves down to second base on the play. Cade Folkert, he's going to be thrown out on the sacrifice from the catcher, Pat Opperman, down to the first baseman, Ryan Bender. So 2-3 officially, and that's going to bring up Jim McCain next to the catcher. McCain comes in here with a batting average of .293 on the season. He's got 17 base hits and 58 trips to the plate so far this year for North Platte First National Bank. He has driven home 15 runs. Got a chance to drive one home here in the bottom of the first. The runner is on at second base. That's Luke Voles. There's one man out here. As Williams goes to work, there's a ground ball towards short. Will Reimer has got it. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. That moves that base runner along to third base on the play as Jim McCain is thrown out on the play from short to first. So Ben Sucraw comes up there next. He is the left fielder. Sucraw batting in the number four position tonight for North Platte First National Bank. He comes to town with a batting average of .306 on the season. He's got 19 base hits and 62 trips to the plate. He's driven home 13 runs. So Sucraw comes up there. And he hits that one right by Will Reimer in the left field. That's going to be a base hit, and that scores a run. So Ben Sucraw out of that number four position gets an RBI single here in this first inning of play. That drives home Voles from third base. North Platte is out on top of Hastings by the score of 1-0 here in the first inning of play. So that error costs Hastings 5 points bank. As a run comes in to score on to Nate Williams, so it's 1-0 now. North Platte has got the lead. As Taylor Williams comes to the plate next, he is a third baseman. Williams with a batting average of .267 on the season. He comes to town with 16 base hits and 60 trips to the plate. He's driven home 8 runs. So 1-0, North Platte has got the lead. Here's a curveball that's going to be in there for a strike. And now Williams is looking at the count of 1-1 here. Taylor is the number 5 hitter in the North Platte lineup here tonight. As they come to town with a record of 11 wins and 9 losses. There's the throw over the first base. Diving back in there is going to be Sucraw. So North Platte 11-9 in the season. Hastings come in here a mark of 9 wins and 12 losses. Hastings turned things around last week. They went 6-2 in their ball games, including a 3-2 performance in the Columbus tournament over the weekend. There's a swing and a miss by Taylor Williams, and he's behind in the count now at 1-2. So 1-2 the count here to Williams. Jared Webster, the second baseman, will follow him. Swinging the bat in the on-deck circle here as he gets ready for his first plate appearance. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be popped up out in left field. Karloff over toward the line across that foul line, and goes for the ball, and he can't make the catch out there. So Karloff came a long way across the foul line. A lot of room out here, Duncan, in foul territory, but Karloff could not quite get there as he reaches out and tries to snag it. It's going to be a long strike there on Ben Sucraw, or rather on Taylor Williams, the third baseman for North Platte. Both teams are wearing red jerseys here tonight. North Platte's in their gray pants. Hastings is in their white pants. Hastings with their red baseball caps, and North Platte has got blue. But both teams in red here tonight. There's a ball hit right to third base, and Blaine Gatz grabs it. He goes over to first. That's going to be in time. And the inning is over as Taylor Williams is thrown out of the play from third to first base. But North Platte comes up with 1 run here in the first inning of play. 1 run on 1 base hit. 1 error on Hastings and 1 man left on base. We go to inning number 2 with a score. North Platte 1, Hastings nothing.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field, American Legion baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHIS. 1-0 is the score. North Platte has got the lead over Hastings 5 Points Bank. Travis Johnson comes back and throws for North Platte here in the second. Got the bottom third of the order up here for Hastings. Matt Karloff, Mason Spilanek, and Brandon Pangan-Eben. Hastings loaded the bases in the top half of the first, thanks to a couple of singles and a base on balls. But then Blaine Gatz ended the inning with a shot right back to the pitcher Johnson, who retires him easily over at first base. So Hastings down in the ball game now 1-0 as Matt Karloff comes to the plate here to lead off the second inning of play. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball, 2 balls and 1 strike. Karloff starts today with a batting average of 196 on the season. He's got 46 base hits and 60 trips to the plate. There's another strike that's going to be called on Matt Karloff, where he's got 9 base hits and 46 trips to the plate. With a batting average of 196 for Karloff so far this year. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. That ball's going to be hit on the ground towards second. Fielded there by Webster, the second baseman. He gets over to Enderle for the out. And Karloff is retired into play from second to first. Mason Spilanek comes up there next for Hastings. Spilanek is the second baseman. His batting average so far this year is sitting at 135. He's got 5 base hits and 37 trips to the plate. No home runs. He's driven home 2 runs. There's the ball hit right back up the middle on the very first pitch in the center field. That's a base hit. So Mason Spilanek gets a base hit here in the second inning of play. As he lines that one right back to a center field, picked up out there by Cade Folkert of North Platte. So Hastings gets their 3rd base hit of the ballgame. And now Brandon Pangan-Eben comes up there next. Pangan-Eben out in right field tonight for Hastings 5 Points Bank. His batting average to start the day is sitting at 256. We've got 2 7-inning ball games here tonight involving the Cornhusker League action between Hastings 5 Points Bank and North Platte First National Bank. There's a throw over the first base. The ball got away from Jordan Enderle as it goes ricocheting off of his chest. But staying at first base over there is going to be Mason Spilanek. Spilanek aboard here in the second inning of play with Hastings trailing by the score of 1-0. Spilanek's got a good lead over there right now. He's going to stay put as the pitch is going to come to the plate. It's going to be up high for a ball. And the count now on Brandon Pangan-Eben is sitting at 1-0. 1-0 the count to a Pangan-Eben. He was a losing pitcher in that ball game against Lincoln Northeast on Sunday. Pangan-Eben has thrown some good outings here this year. There's a ball hit right by the first baseman, Enderle, in the right field. Around the bag at second on his way to third is going to be Mason Spilanek, and that's going to be a base hit there by Brandon Pangan-Eben. So Hastings with 4 base hits here in the first 2 innings of play. That's going to be a base hit right on by the first baseman, Jordan Enderle, in the right field. The ball finally recovered by Thatcher Vamp out there for North Platte, but circling second and getting into third base easily was a Mason Spilanek. So Hastings has got to get something out of this. They had the bases loaded in the first and did not score. Now they got runners on at first and third base and only one man out here in the second inning of play. And that's going to bring up Nate Williams next. So 4 base hits here for Hastings here in the first 2 innings. There's the ball. It's going to be fouled away. Right field side. It gets out of play. So back-to-back singles here from Spilanek and Brandon Pangan-Eben, and Hastings is in business again. Runners are on at first and third base. Enderle will hold on the base runner there at first. Third baseman Taylor Williams even with the bag across the diamond here. A little bit of a hole now between Enderle and Webster, the second baseman on the right side of the diamond. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low. The ball gets away from the catcher, and coming in to score from third base is going to be Spilanek. So Spilanek comes in to score. That makes it a 1-1 ball game there. Spilanek scores on a wild pitch as Kyle Goldenstein is sitting in the right-hand batter's box for Hastings. That ball got away from the catcher, Jim McCain, back to the screen. So Mason Spilanek scores on the wild pitch to tie up this ball game at 1 run apiece. And running down to second base on the play was Brandon Pangan-Eben. Here's the next pitch here to Kyle Goldenstein, a breaking pitch that hits the inside corner for a strike. 1-2 the count to Kyle Goldenstein. He's the leadoff hitter in the batting order here for Hastings. Batting in the second inning of play. Pangan-Eben He grounded out to shortstop his first time up there. So Hastings has come back to tie this ball game up at one run apiece. Travis Johnson working from the stretch. Comes set on the mound. There's a pitch. It's going to be popped up. Right field. Going back is going to be the second baseman, Webster, and he catches the ball right in front of the right fielder, Thatcher Vamp, out there, but he records the out. And Kyle Goldenstein is retired on the play on a fly ball officially to the second baseman, Jared Webster, out in shallow right field. Will Reimer comes up there next for Hastings. He struck out his first time up there in the first inning. He carried a batting average of .317 into the ball game here tonight. So Mason Spilenick has scored for Hastings on the wild pitch. 1-1 is the score now between Hastings Five Points Bank and North Platte First National Bank. Travis Johnson working from the stretch. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be a fastball that stays outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes to Will Reimer. Reimer has got 20 base hits and 63 trips to the plate. He has walked 8 times. He has struck out 5 times so far this year. He does have 3 doubles for his extra base hits. He's driven home 5 runs. One ball and no strikes to him. Here comes the next pitch to Reimer. Is swing and a miss. And the count now is at 1-1. So 2 7-inning ball games here tonight. Cornhusker League action. Hastings and North Platte First National Bank. These two teams are involved in the same area tournament later on this year. Most likely we'll see each other again during the area. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. It's a fastball inside and a swing and a miss. Reimer falls behind in the count at 1-2. So Will has only struck out 5 times so far this year in the 21 games that Hastings has played. Hastings already sitting at 9-12 in the season. They have played a ton of games here early in the season. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. That ball is going to be fouled back to the screen. Count remains in 1-2. Down there at second base is Brandon Panganiban for Hastings. Ryan Bender will follow Will Reimer. Hastings left the bases loaded in the first and did not score. They finally get one here in the second inning of play. To tie up this ball game, here comes the 1-2 pitch now to Will Reimer. It's on the way. Now he's going to be poked foul again. First base side, he gets out of play. And the count remains at 1-2. Shortstop over there for North Platte, kind of shading toward the bag at second. That is Luke Voles. Standing on the bag at second for Hastings is Brandon Panganiban. Here comes the next pitch to Goldenstein. That's going to be fouled away. Runner was going from second base that time on the pitch. But he'll have to go back as Panganiban makes the big circle and heads back to the bag at second. Runner going on the pitch there. Brandon Panganiban got a good jump down there, but the ball was going to be fouled away at the plate by Will Reimer. 1-2. There's 2 men out for Hastings here in the top half of the second inning at Duncan Field. Travis Johnson looking at that runner at second. He stays put this time. Will Reimer reaches out here and fouls away this next pitch on the first base side. Count remains at 1-2. Boy, a little poke to the outfield would score the lead run here for Hastings. Panganiban with some good wheels. He's down there at second base taking a lead now. Shortstop Volt's going to try to sneak in behind him. Great defensive play here. Heads back to his position here, and here comes the pitch to the plate. That ball is going to be hit right down the line at first base. That's going to be in foul territory. Enderle gave it a look there, the first baseman for North Platte, but it was in foul territory. And the count remains at 1-2. American Legion baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. The pitcher for North Platte, Travis Johnson, he comes set on the mound as he looks for the sign from his catcher, Jim McCain. He's got it. He looks at the bag in second now and delivers one to the plate. It's going to be a high fastball that stays inside. And the count is sitting at 2-2 now to Will Reimer. He's fouled away the past several pitches. Reimer has got 4 walks so far this year. He has struck out 10 times. The count to him is at 2-2 here in the second inning of play with Hastings with the base runner on at second. Here comes a pitch to the plate. It's going to be golfed down the third base side. It's going to be in foul territory. Reimer goes after a low ball there to try to push that one into the outfield, but fouls the way down the third base side, retrieved by Taylor Williams. So going back to second base on the play is going to be Brandon Panganiban. Hastings with a run in here in the second inning of play. Will Reimer now looking in for the third base side, looking for the sign here, see what's up. With some rolling deuces out there, 2 balls and 2 strikes and 2 men out here in inning number 2. Wind continues to blow in here at Duncan, but a great night for American Legion Baseball. Here's the next pitch. It could be up high for a ball. 3 balls and 2 strikes now to Will Reimer. Temperature is 81 degrees at game time here tonight with winds out of the east-southeast at about 14 miles per hour. Blowing in basically on the hitters here tonight at Duncan. 3 balls and 2 strikes with 2 men out. North Platte trying to get out of the inning with no further damage done. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him. So Will Reimer draws a walk here in the second. So he struck out in the first, and now he's walked here in the second. That's going to be the second walk of the ball game given up by Travis Johnson. Now Hastings looking at Ryan Bender coming to the plate next. Ryan Bender had a single in the first inning of play and did not score. Left stranded at third base in that inning. But Hastings has got runners on again in scoring position at first and second. Now they take their leads down there. Reimer at first base, and down there at second is Brandon Panganiban. As the pitch comes to the plate, it's going to be outside for a ball. 1 ball and 0 strikes on Ryan Bender. His batting average on the year is sitting at .365. Bender's got 52 base hits and 72 trips to the plate. He has walked the team high 16 times so far this year. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. It's going to be down low for another ball. And it's 2 balls and 0 strikes. Xander Schmidt would be next. So Ryan Bender, the best hitter on the team, according to batting average, coming to this ball game. He's struck out 11 times. He has walked 16 times this year. Big lead at first base. That's a Will Reimer. As the pitch comes inside, it's going to be inside for a ball. And it's now 3 balls and 0 strikes. So 3-0 the count here to Ryan Bender. He had a team high 16 base on balls for Bender this year. He's got 11 strikeouts. 1-1 is the score between Hastings and North Platte First National Bank tonight. Travis Johnson comes set on the mound. Delivers one to the plate. He fouls it away. Just got a little piece of that one. Ryan Bender just got a piece of that one as he fouls away that third pitch. So that was 3 balls and 1 strike to Bender. He's playing at first base defensively here tonight for Hastings. Bender also has spent some time on the mound for Hastings 5 points back here this year. Here comes a 3-1 pitch. It's going to be swung on and missed. And now the count is even up at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So Hastings left 3 base runners in the first inning of play. And now the count of the plays at 3 balls and 2 strikes with 2 men out. For Hastings 5 points back here in the top half of the second inning against First National Bank of North Platte. There's a swing and a miss, and the inning is over. Runners are going on the pitch with 2 men outs. And Ryan Bender strikes out on a good pitch there from Travis Johnson. That's going to be strikeout number 2 in the contest for Johnson. The inning is over for Hastings. Hastings 5 points back, scores 1 run on a couple of base hits. No errors on North Platte and 2 men left on the base pads. We head to the bottom of the second inning with a score. Hastings 1, North Platte 1.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Is your pops tops?
Hey, Pop, did you hear the big news?
1230 KHAS Radio loves all fathers, and we've got a brand new toolbox filled with gift certificates for one lucky dad. Register your dad in Hastings at Custom Pack, Eek's Office Plus, Brad's Marine, Orsland Farm and Home, Godfather's Pizza, and Mountain Mud Espresso. Making Father's Day super special for one lucky dad. Winner announced on June 14th. It's 1230 KHAS Radio. Get your dad registered today.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at Duncan Field, American Legion baseball action on 1230 KHAS. Hastings and North Platte First National Bank. The score is 1-1 as we head to the bottom half of the second. Coming up there for the Platters will be Jared Webster, Nick Martinez, and Jordan Enderle. Number 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order. They get aboard. We'll see the number 9 hitter in Thatcher Vapp here in this inning. Nate Williams on the mound for Hastings 5 Points Bank. He's a left-handed thrower as he faces North Platte here tonight. So Jared Webster up there now for North Platte. His batting average at 213 on the season. As he begins playing, the first pitch that he sees, he pops up. First base side. Bender comes over near the fence, and it gets into the seats. So a strike there on Jared Webster, and the count is at no balls and one strike. So Bender playing at first base tonight for Hastings defensively. Mason Spelinek is at second base, and he got Will Reimer over at shortstop. Blaine Gatz over at third base. Out of the outfield, you've got Karloff in left. Goldenstein out in center, and Brandon Panganiban out in right field. With Opperman behind the plate. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be inside a fastball that misses down low. And the count is even up now at one ball and one strike. So Jared Webster in there for North Platte. Wears number 2 in that red new uniform for North Platte First National Bank. As the next pitch can be fouled away just over the screen into the seats. One ball and two strikes here to Jared Webster. So Webster playing at second base defensively for the Platters as he fouls away this next pitch. First base side out of play. Count remains at 0-2, actually 1-2 it should be. Webster looking at a 1-2 count. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes also in action tonight. They're playing on the road in North Platte. And a doubleheader is underway for the juniors programs as well between these two teams. Here comes the 1-2 pitch, a high fastball that they keep up high for a ball. And it's now two balls and two strikes. Hastings Runza will be in action tomorrow night. They'll play Central City in a ball game here at home. In fact, they'll play two games tomorrow, 5:30 and 8 o'clock. Next pitch is going to be outside the strike zone. And the count now on Jared Webster is sitting at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So 3-2 the count. There's a curveball and he loses him. It hangs out wide and it's going to be a base on balls given up there by Nate Williams. That's going to be walk number one. Walk number one given up by Nate Williams here in this one. Nick Martinez comes up there next. He is the designated hitter. Martinez with a batting average of 361 so far this year. Martinez is 13 out of 36 in the plate. Batting average of 361. He's driven home 11 runs. Squares around the bunt. Pops it up. It's going to be a foul territory. The catcher, Pat Opperman, down the line to grab it, but it's ruled foul. And Martinez will come back to the plate. North Platte gets their leadoff man on here in the second inning of play. Base on balls given up there to Jared Webster. First walk of the ball game by Nate Williams. Now he has to work from the stretch with a runner on at first. There's a hanger that's going to stay in there for a strike. No balls and two strikes to Martinez, Nick Martinez for Grand Island, or rather for North Platte First National Bank. 0-2 the count with a runner on at first base. That is Jared Webster as he inches away from the bag. There's a throw over to Ryan Bender who does not apply the tag over there, and back in there easily was Jared Webster. 0-2 is the count here at the plate. We're in a 1-1 ball game here tonight between North Platte and Hastings. There's a curveball. It's going to stay outside for a ball. Now 1 ball and 2 strikes. We've got the Sertoma E-Man All-Star Football Classic coming up on Saturday on our network of stations. We'll have it on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. 1:15 for the pregame show, 1:30 for the kickoff. From Lloyd Wilson Field on Saturday as the East will take on the West. Throw over to first base, not in time. Diving back in there was Webster. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there. Let's see, did it hit him? Yeah, it hit him. Nick Martinez is hit by a pitch, and that baby just breezes by the uniform of Martinez, so he gets a free pass. He is hit by a pitch. That's going to send up runners at first and second base now for North Platte. Here in the second inning of play, it's going to bring up Jordan Enderle next. Enderle is batting in the number eighth position here tonight. His batting average at 173 in the season. So runners are on at first and second base. He squares around the bunt, pulls back, and takes the pitch outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Northbound with a couple of base runners here in the second. Webster is on via the walk at second base now, after Nick Martinez was breezed by a pitch. 1-0 the count. There's the ball. It's going to be popped up. First base side. It's going to be in foul territory. Giving chase. Panging even. He can't get there. It falls out in foul territory. So the count goes to one ball and one strike to Jordan Enderley. He is playing at first base tonight for North Platte. Team that comes in here, a mark of 11 wins and 9 losses on the season. Hastings was hot last week. They went 6-2 in their ball games. They're now 9-12 on the year. Hastings going 3-2 in the Columbus tournament over the weekend. There's a pitch that's going to be fouled away on the first base side, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes on Jordan Enderley. Hastings was able to pick up 2 wins late in the week last week as Hastings beat Norfolk. Scores of 10-1 and 8-3 in their doubleheader a week ago. So the count is at one ball and two strikes, and now we've got Williams stepping off the mound here for Hastings. He'll take some additional time here. Wind's picking up a little bit now at Duncan Field. We've got a partly cloudy sky. They started at east-southeast at 14. They've obviously picked up since then. There's a swing and a miss. Going after an outside and low pitch was Jordan Enderley, and he strikes out of the ballgame. So that becomes the first strikeout victim for Nate Williams. And that's going to bring up Thatcher Vapp, now the right fielder. Vapp, he has got a hefty batting average. His season average is sitting at .400 on the season. Vapp has got not a whole lot of RBIs. He is 2-for-5 at the plate with no RBIs and a batting average of .400. There's one man out now here in the second inning of play with runners on at first and second bases. This pitch is going to be fouled away on the first base side. And the count is at nothing and one to Thatcher Vapp. Luke Voles would be next if Vapp can get aboard. North Platte threatening to tack on some runs here in the second inning. It's 1-1. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball hit to the left side. That gets through there for a base hit. Rounding the bag at third. Coming home is going to be Webster. The ball is picked up out there by Karloff. His throw to the plate. Not in time. So an RBI single there by Thatcher Vapp here in this second inning play has given North Platte the lead. As Vapp comes around, that brings home Jared Webster on the play. Moving over to second base on the play was Nick Martinez, and on at first base now with an RBI single is going to be Thatcher Vapp. So now it's a 2-1 ball game. North Platte has got the lead in this first seven inning ball game here tonight. We're playing in the bottom of the second. Luke Voles comes up there next. He whacks that ball toward left field. Karloff comes in, and then he drifts back and makes the catch. A little indecision out there by Karloff, but he finally makes the catch out there for the second out of the inning. That's going to bring up Kane Volkert next. So Luke Voles flies out to left field. That's going to be the second out of the inning. One run is in. Martinez is down there at second base. Thatcher Vapp is on at first. This is Cade Volkert coming up there next. As he sends this one in foul territory on the first base side. As nothing and one. Cade Volkert started the day with a batting average of .411 on the season for North Platte. Volkert with 23 base hits and 56 trips to the plate has driven home 17 runs. Nate Williams working from the stretch as he throws one of the plays. It's going to be down low for a ball. There's a throw down to third base. Not in time, so a double steal. Martinez is now on at third base. Thatcher Vapp is on at second base. A double steal there for North Platte. And now they got runners on at second and third base and only two men out here in the second inning of play. The count here to Luke Voles is sitting at one ball and one strike. Jim McCain, the catcher, is due up there next. There's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. 1-2 the counts. So Nate Williams throwing here for Hastings. His overall record is sitting at 2 wins and no losses on the season. Williams has been the workhorse in this staff. He has thrown a team-high 20 in the third inning so far this season. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's going to be down low. The ball gets away from Opperman. It's staying at third base. There's going to be Martinez on the play. That one didn't go far from Opperman as he blocks the plate. Come trickling over here to the left-hand side, right in front of the Hastings-occupied third base dugout. 2 balls and 2 strikes with 2 men out. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball there. It stays up high. And now the count is at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Well, we're in the situation in the first inning of play where Hastings gave up ground ball and a sacrifice got in there. And eventually we got him out of there. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. It's going to be fouled tap right out in front of the plate. So the count remains at 3-2. Zucraw was the only guy who got on base in the first inning of play. With a base hit, Luke Voles got on base with an error just off the ball game tonight for North Platte. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. So Folkert squares around, or Folkert fouled away some pitches here in the second inning of play, and then they lose him here with an outside pitch. That's going to be the second walk of the inning given up by Nate Williams, the second walk of the ball game. And Jim McCain comes up there next. He is the catcher. McCain has got a batting average of .293 so far this season. So now North Platte has loaded the bases here in the second. They are leading in the ball game with a score of 2-1. They have scored 1 run in the first. They have scored 1 run so far here in the second inning of play. They're looking for more. As the next pitch from Nate Williams is going to be outside the strike zone. 1 ball and no strikes to Jim McCain. Ben Sucraw would be next. There's a swing and a miss by McCain at the count of sitting at 1 ball and 1 strike. American Legion baseball coverage tonight, a doubleheader involving North Platte First National Bank and Hastings 5 Points Bank here tonight. Both of these games are scheduled for 7 innings. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. The ball's going to be hit to right field. Panganiemann comes over. It's going to be over his head down the line in fair territory. 1 run scores. Here comes the second one to the plate. The third one is going to come in as well. Pulling up his second base on the play is going to be the Platters. That's Jim McCain. He gets a 3-run double down the line in right field. Could not hold that one. Brandon Panganiemann came over toward the line to try to grab it, and he couldn't do it. He got away from it. It was over his head. 3 runs come in to score. And North Platte jumps out to a 5-1 advantage now over Hastings. So McCain gets a double. Folker comes around from first base to score. Also scoring the play was Martinez from third. Thatcher Vapp from second base. So that's going to bring up Ben Sucraw next. Well, that was a big base hit there by Jim McCain right down the line in right field. Panganiemann comes over to try to make the play on the ball. He couldn't do it. It goes over his head. It stays in fair territory, and 3 runs end up scoring in a play for North Platte. Now a 5-1 ball game in favor of the Platters. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. 1 ball and 1 strike now to Ben Sucraw. He had an RBI single in the first inning of play. He's got a chance to do some more damage right here with the base runner on at second base. Here comes the 1-1 pitch by Williams. It's going to be outside for a ball. It's now 2 balls and 1 strike. So Ben Sucraw playing out in left field. Started the day with a batting average of .306 on the season. Looking for the sign is going to be Williams. He's got it. His fastball is going to stay up high for a ball. So now it's 3 balls and 1 strike to Ben Sucraw. Sucraw has got 13 RBIs so far this year with a batting average at .306. Here comes the 3-1 pitch now from Williams on the mound. The ball is hit to the left side again. It's going to be Reimer knocking the ball down to the edge of the outfield grass, but he can't make the play. Everybody's going to be safe and moving over to third base on the play is going to be Jim McCain. Sucraw is going to be aboard at first base. That's going to be a base hit there by Ben Sucraw. So he's out 2-for-2 in the ball game. That moves a runner over to third base. And now the pitching coach for Hastings is going to come out and have a couple of words with his pitcher, Nate Williams. So Nate Williams in conference now on the mound with two men out here in the second inning of play. The score is 5-1. North Platte First National Bank has got the lead over Hastings Five Points Bank. Our internet service at the ballpark tonight, courtesy of Blue Force Broadband, provided by Glenwood Wireless. They've been serving Central Nebraska for over 50 years. For more information, you can email info@shopglenwood.net, or you can call them at 866-756-4746. That's 866-756-4746. Runners on at first and third base. Here's a Taylor Williams up there next. He's going to be outside the strike zone. And there's a throw down to second base. They have got him down there at second base. So Ben Sucraw was attempting to steal there on Pat Opperman. Sucraw did not have a real good effort down there stealing the base at first. He didn't think that Pat Opperman was going to throw the ball down with a runner down there at third base. And Sucraw is caught stealing down there at second base to get Hastings out of the inning. So a good heads-up play there by the catcher, Pat Opperman. Throws a perfect strike down there to nail Ben Sucraw attempting to steal. And the inning is over. North Platte scores four runs here in this inning. Four runs on only two base hits. No errors on Hastings and one man left on base. We go to the third inning with a score, North Platte 5, Hastings 1.
College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So Travis Johnson is the pitcher out there for North Platte as he works into this third inning of play. Xander Schmidt is on the in the right-hand batter's box here for Hastings. As the pitch comes down low for a ball dug out of the dirt there by Jim McCain. Count is at 1-1. Xander Schmidt with a single back there in the first inning of play. Start of the day with a batting average of .316. Here's the next pitch. That ball is going to be hit towards center field. Coming on and unable to hit. Yeah, she's going to be Folkert. So Xander Schmidt leads off the third inning with a single to right field. And Opperman comes up there next. Opperman is the catcher tonight. He reached on a base on balls back there in the first inning of play. So Opperman with 12 base hits and 55 trips to the plate so far this year. He has walked eight times. Opperman has struck out six times. He's got a couple of doubles for his extra base hits this year. Batting average of .218. Squares around the bunt, pops it up right side, fielded there by Johnson. Bobbles it, gets it to first base. That's going to be in time. So the sacrifice works as Patrick Opperman is throwing out a play from pitcher to first. Moving down to second base on the play is going to be Xander Schmidt. So Opperman gets the sacrifice there, and that moves over the base runner to second base. For Hastings 5 Points Bank, that's going to be Xander Schmidt. Blaine Gantz coming up there next. His batting average is sitting at 270 in the season. Gantz is a second baseman. So Travis Johnson will have to be careful here on the number six hitter and Blaine Gantz. He comes to the belt, looks at the runner at second base, nothing on as he delivers this one to the plate. Ball's going to be backhanded at third base by Williams. Long throw over to first, that's going to be in time. Back over to third base. That's not going to be in time. It's sliding in there with Xander Schmidt. So Blaine Gantz is retired in the play from third base to first. Nice play by Taylor Williams, who backhands the ball down there at third base and quickly gets it over to Jordan Enderle for the out. Going on the throw as well was Xander Schmidt, and he slid under a tag over at third base as Enderle came across the diamond again to Taylor Williams. Now coming up there for Hastings is going to be Matt Karloff. Karloff with a chance to drive in the tying run here in this at-bat. As it's going to be a ball in the outside corner that just misses. So Matt Karloff looking at kind of one ball and no strikes. Travis Johnson full windup. His next pitch is going to be hit on the right side. That's going to get through there for a base hit, and a run scores. In the right field as Thatcher Vapp picks it up. A good base hit there by Matt Karloff. Right on by the first baseman, Jordan Enderle, into right field. So Matt Karloff gets a single, a run scoring single here in the third inning. That brings home Xander Schmidt. It's now a 5-2 ball game in favor of North Platte. Platte scored 4 runs in the top of this inning. There's Mason Spillenick coming up there next. Actually, North Platte scored 4 runs in the bottom of the second inning. We're now in the top half of the third. Hastings, the visiting team here in game number one. That's the way they do it here in the Cornhusker League, especially with these teams that come in with a little bit of a distance here to compete. 1 ball and no strikes here at the plate. Here's a fastball that's going to hit the outside corner for a strike. So Spellenick now looking at kind of 1 ball and 1 strike. His batting average at 135 on the season. He's got 5 base hits and 37 trips to the plate. Got a couple of walks to his credit. He has struck out 6 times. Count is even now at 1 ball and 1 strike. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit on the ground again towards short. Volds has got it. He goes over to first base. That is in time, and the inning is over as Mason Spillink is going to ground out to the first baseman, Luke Volds. But Hastings scores 1 run in the fourth inning of play. 1 run on a couple of base hits. 1 error on Hastings, or 1 error on the North Platte. And they've got 1 man left on base. We go to the bottom of the third with a score. Hastings trailing North Platte. It's North Platte First National Bank 5. Hastings 5 Points Bank 2.
Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through 4-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has the spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. Get in the game with HT Mobile. Join the HT Mobile VIP Club today. And to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field here tonight, American Legion baseball coverage on 1230 KHAS. A couple of teams that we'll see score off again, I'm sure, later on in the season at the Area 7 baseball tournament. That's going to be hosted by Hastings this year here at Duncan Field, coming up the last week of July, or the second of the last weekend of July. They're calling for the area tournament the 20th through the 22nd. There's a ball hit to shortstop. Will Reimer has got it. He scoops it up because he gets it over to Ryan Bender to record the out on Taylor Williams. So he has grounded out twice now in the ball game as they bat here in the bottom half of the third. Here's Jared Webster coming up there next. He is the second baseman. He reached on a base on balls in the second and came around to score the second run of the ball game for North Platte. Now a 5-2 contest with North Platte out on top of Hastings in the seven-inning ball game. There's a breaking pitch. It's going to be outside and down low. The count, one ball and no strikes to Jared Webster. Nick Martinez, the designated hitter, will be next. North Platte scoring one run in the first inning of play, and then they scored four more in the second. Hastings scoring no runs in the first, one run in the second, one run in the third. Thus, the 5-2 score up on our scoreboard here tonight. Jared Webster is the pitcher, and actually Jared Webster is in the right-hand batter's box, and he takes a strike here from our pitcher, Nate Williams. Now one ball and one strike here to Webster. Next pitch is going to be popped up. First base side, giving chase, Bender, and he can't get there. So another long strike on Jared Weaver. Now he's got two of those. The count is at one ball and two strikes here to Jared Webster. Nick Martinez would be next. Webster, a little guy, as he stumps into the right-hand batter's box. Here's the windup and the pitch by Williams. A curve ball that's going to stay down low. Ball gets away from the catcher, Opperman, but no damage done. Nobody on the base pads right now here in the third. Webster reached down a base on balls back there in the second inning of play. And came around to actually get an RBI because he drove home a run with a walk. The base is loaded. There's a ball hit to Will Reimer. He charges, gets it over the first base. That's in time. So Will Reimer making two plays on the ball here in the third inning of play. Reimer comes up with a nice one there as he charges on the grassy portion of the infield, grabs it, and quickly gets it over the first baseman, Ryan Bender, to record the out. So Nick Martinez comes up there next. He is the designated hitter. He was hit by a pitch back there in the second inning of play and also scored a run. There's a curve ball that's going to be right in there for a strike. Drops right in there from the hands of Nate Williams for a strike, and it's now nothing and one to Nick Martinez for North Platte. Platter's coming in here with a mark of 11 wins and 9 losses. There's another curve ball that's going to hang up there around the shoulders, and a swing and a miss by Martinez. So Williams is ahead on the count here. No balls and two strikes to Nick Martinez. There's two men out. The base pads are empty. And now stepping out of the batter's box is going to be Martinez. He will re-enter. Now he's set to go here. Nothing and two to Nick Martinez. Two men out here in the third inning of play. There's the wind of the pitch by Nate Williams. It's going to be swung on and missed. He strikes him out. That's going to be strikeout number two in the ball game for Nate Williams, and the inning is over. North Platte scores no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning, actually the top of the fourth inning with a score. North Platte 5, Hastings College 2.
This Saturday, join us on Classic Hits 98.9 for the 35th annual Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Classic.
They take it into the end zone for the touchdown. The guy just powers into the end zone for the score.
48 of the top 8-Man players from across the state meet in the center for this annual battle between the East and the West.
He is stuck yet again, and he did not make it back to the line of scrimmage.
1:15 pregame show with kickoff set for 1:30 live from Lloyd Wilson Field in Hastings. It's the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Classic, and it's on Classic Hits 98.9.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings trailing in the ball game by a score of 5-2. We've got Brandon Panganiban coming up there next as Hastings will bat in the top half of the fourth inning. And Hastings 5 points bank the visiting team here in game number one. We'll switch things around for the nightcap. Paganiemann coming out to see Travis Johnson for the second time here tonight. Paganiemann in the second inning had his single. Left stranded on the base pads, though, at second base. As he hits that one toward right field, it's going to be in foul territory. And the count is at 1-1 to Paganiemann. Starts the day with a batting average of .256 on the season. He's got 10 base hits and 39 trips to the plate. Paganiemann has walked 4 times. He has struck out 8 times. No extra base hits for his... I'll take that back. He does have 2 doubles. 2 doubles and 5 RBIs so far this year. As he takes a pitch outside here. Paganiemann batting in the number 9 position here tonight for Hastings 5 Points Bank. There's a chopper towards short. Voles has got it. He goes over to first base and Enderly to record the out. So Paganiemann is thrown out of the play from short to first. That's going to bring up the center fielder Kyle Goldenstein next. Goldenstein is at 0-2 so far in this ball game. He's grounded out once, flown out to second base once. So Goldenstein comes up there. His batting average, 7 out of 36 from the plate. He's up to 194 now. As the pitch is going to be up high, in fact, up over the head of Kyle Goldenstein as he squats down there to avoid that one. He got it 1 ball and no strikes. 1-0 the count to Kyle Goldenstein. Will Reimer would be next. There's the ball hit on the handle of the bat. It's sailing out to a left field. And that's going to curve over in foul territory as well, giving chase with Sucre. He didn't have a prayer at that one. So the count is at 1-1 with 1 man out for Hastings here in the top half of the 4th inning. Kyle Goldenstein, the center fielder, waiting here on the next pitch. It's a swung out and foul tap right in front of the Bronco, or the Hastings 5 Points Bank dugout over here on the third base side. 1-2. Kyle Goldenstein batting here for Hastings. Goldenstein with 3 walks so far this year. He's got 5 strikeouts. Here's the next pitch to him. It's going to be down low for a ball, and the count is at 2-2. 2-2 is the count now to Kyle Goldenstein. Will Reimer, then Ryan Bender scheduled up here. There's the ball. It's going to be fouled back to the screen. And the count is going to go to 2-2. So 2-2 now to Kyle Goldenstein. Travis Johnson using some extra time between pitches now for North Platte. He's got his sign. Here's the windup and the delivery. The ball is going to be swung on and missed, but the catcher drops the 3rd strike. McCain grabs it. He goes down to first base to end the strikeout there as Goldenstein took off, but he is retired in the play at first base. That's going to be number 3 in the ball game for Travis Johnson, the pitcher. We're talking 3 strikeouts now for Johnson. That's going to bring up Will Reimer next. Reimer struck out in the first inning of play and had a base on balls in inning number 2. And the pitch to Will Reimer is going to be down low in the dirt, scooped out of there by Jim McCain. McCain gives him the sign again as Johnson works in the full windup as he throws one of the plays. Going to be inside for a ball. It's now 2 balls and no strikes. So 2-0 the count here to Will Reimer. Batting in the number 2 position here tonight. There's the ball. It's going to be poked foul on the first base side. And now the count is sitting at 2-1. So 2-1 the count here for Reimer as he looks to get aboard. Hastings is trailing in the ball game by a score of 5-2 after North Platte scores 4 runs. An inning or so ago, there's a ball hit to a second base. That's going to be picked up there by Webster, and the inning is over as Hastings goes down in order here in inning number 4. So Paganiemann, he grounds out. Goldenstein strikes out. Will Reimer grounds out of the play. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the 4th with a score, North Platte 5, Hastings 2.
Is your pops tops?
Hey, Pop, did you hear the big news?
1230 KHAS Radio loves all fathers, and we've got a brand new toolbox filled with gift certificates for one lucky dad. Register your dad in Hastings at Custom Pack, Eek's Office Plus, Brad's Marine, Orchland Farm and Home, Godfather's Pizza, and Mountain Mud Espresso. Making Father's Day super special for one lucky dad. Winner announced on June 14th. It's 1230 KHAS Radio. Get your dad registered today.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field, North Platte has got the lead over Hastings. The score is 5-2. Hastings out hitting the Platters 6-4 in the ball game tonight. But North Platte had the big inning. They had four runs in inning number two, and they've got a 5-4 advantage, actually a 5-2 advantage over Hastings now. As we head to inning number four, the bottom half of the fourth inning. This is going to be Jordan Enderle coming up here to start off the North Platte half of the fourth. Enderle, the number eight hitter. Then we'll see Thatcher Vapp, the right fielder, and then Luke Voles, the shortstop. And there's a swing and a miss there, and a geared curveball thrown by Nate Williams of Hastings. And the count on Jordan Enderle is now no balls and one strike. Enderle started the day with a batting average of 173 as he taps this one foul. He's behind on the count of no balls and two strikes. He struck out his first time up there. Back in inning number two, he's back up there now here in the fourth. No balls and two strikes and nobody out. North Platte leading by a score of 5-2. Next pitch is a fastball that stays out wide, and it's now 1-2. A lot of Major League Baseball going on today. It's interleague play for the most part here today. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And the count now is at two balls and two strikes. Here's the next pitch is going to be down low for another ball. It's three balls and two strikes. So Williams, after getting ahead of the count at nothing and two, he comes back and throws four straight balls and he loses him. As the next pitch is going to be down low as well. So a baseline ball is given up there by Nate Williams. Luke Voles has got a board here. Jordan Enderle gets a board here with a baseline balls. And that's going to bring up Thatcher Vapp next. So working here in the bottom half of the order, Thatcher Vapp is the number nine hitter as he comes to the plate. And he will take a strike there, nothing and one, to Thatcher Vapp. Vapp had an RBI single back there in the second inning of play. Came around to score one of those four runs himself. There's a throw over to first base, not in time, as Ryan Bender applies the tag. Well, Thatcher Vapp batting in the number nine position. Now with a batting average of 400 on the season. One for one so far in this ball game. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Nate Williams took something off of that one, and it stays out wide for a ball, and it's now even up at one ball and one strike. So Thatcher Vapp for North Platte. Two out of five so far this season. No homers. He's got a batting average of 400. Lays down a bunt, fielded there by Williams. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. So the sacrifice works as Thatcher Vapp lays down the bunt there for North Platte, and he's retired in the play. Nate Williams to first base.
The shortstop, number 23, Luke Voles.
That is the first out of the inning. That's going to bring up Luke Voles next, the shortstop for North Platte. The Platters, they have had base runners in every inning so far except the third. Went down in order in the third inning of play. That's 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order, went hitless. First pitch here on Luke Voles is going to be inside and down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. Top half of the fourth here tonight. This one's scheduled for seven. In fact, 2 7-inning ball games for you. Got a doubleheader going tonight. Next pitch is going to be down low for another ball. Two balls and no strikes now to Luke Voles as he backs out of the batter's box. Your base runner is down there at second base. That is Jordan Enderle taking a big lead there. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That's going to be outside for a ball, and it just misses. So three balls and no strikes here to Voles. Cade Folkert, who's got a batting average of .411, is on deck here for North Platte First National Bank as they try to get back into the ballgame here. Runner is on at second base. There's a throw down to second base. That's going to be not in time. The ball gets away from Reimer at shortstop, but staying put at second is going to be Jordan Enderle. The count here at the plate is at three balls and no strikes. So Williams has missed on his last seven. Here comes the 3-0 pitch now by Williams. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. So three balls and one strike now to Luke Voles. The shortstop for North Platte. He's got a base runner on at second base as Jordan Enderle. Williams looks at that way. There's a ball hit right to the second baseman. It's going to be grabbed there by Spillenick. He gets it over to second base and a double play. A double play turn there as Enderle thought maybe Spillenick would not be able to get to that ball there, but he makes a catch on it right on his shoe tops in the air to record the out on Luke Voles, and he gets it over to the shortstop covering the bag. That's Will Reimer. And a double play turn there for Hastings to get out of the inning. So a great job by the Hastings defense getting North Platte back to the dugout here. A double play turn by Mason Spillenick and Will Reimer at second base and second base and shortstop respectively, and the inning is over. North Platte scores no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. So we go to the top of the fifth inning now with a score North Platte 5, Hastings 2.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. After the game or anytime, join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings 5 points bank batting now here in the fifth inning of play. We've got numbers 3, 4, and 5 in the batting order coming up. Ryan Bender, Xander Schmidt, Pat Opperman. Hastings trailing North Platte by a score of 5-2 here in this 7-inning ball game. Cornhusker League action here tonight. Ryan Bender so far has struck out, and he has got a single. So he is 1-for-2 so far tonight. The count to him is at 3 balls and no strikes. Bender waiting on the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball, and he misses on 4 straight pitches. Travis Johnson walks a man here in the fifth inning of play. Bender's got great speed, so we'll see if they can use that on the base pads here tonight. That's only the third walk in the ball game given up by Travis Johnson. So Hastings is down by the score of 5-2 as they bat here in the fifth inning of play. Xander Schmidt comes up there next. Xander in the number 4 position of the batting order. His batting average at .316 on the season. Xander the DH here in this ball game as he takes a strike here. Right down the pipe, nothing and one to Xander Schmidt. So Ryan Bender is on at first base here for Hastings. Xander Schmidt here at the plate in the right-hand batter's box. The count to him is a no balls and one strike. Bender stays put. There's a fastball that stays outside for a ball. Now 1-1 to Xander Schmidt. He has walked 5 times so far this year. He has walked 6 times. He's got 4 doubles in those 57 hits that he has recorded so far this year. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be inside and down low. And the count goes to 2-1 now. Base runner out at first base is going to be Ryan Bender. Takes a good-sized lead over there. Jordan Enderle will hold him off defensively for North Platte. Bender inching away from the bag. Stays put as the pitch comes to the plate. Swung on and missed. So the count now on Xander Schmidt is at 2-2. 4 doubles, a triple, and a home run so far this year for Xander Schmidt. He's driven home a league-high 17 runs. And here comes the next pitch. It's swung on, hit towards second. Webster goes over to second base for one. Relay throw over to first. That's going to be in time. And now North Platte, they turn the double play here. A little deja vu there after Hastings turned the double play to get out of the inning in the top half. Or the bottom half of that last inning. North Platte turns a DP here, a 4-6-3 double play. Now there's 2 men out here in the fifth inning. And Pat Opperman comes to the plate next. So Xander hits that one right to the second baseman, Jared Webster, who gives it over to Luke Foles, covering the bag at second for 1 out on Ryan Bender. And then the relay throw over to Jordan Enderle for the 2nd out. That catches Xander Schmidt. There's the ball. Gets by the first baseman, Enderle. Ricochets off of his glove in the right field, and Pat Opperman is going to get aboard here. A hard-hit ball right to the first baseman, Jordan Enderle. He knocks her down, but then had problems locating the ball. That's going to be an error chalked up there on the first baseman, Enderle, for North Platte. So Pat Opperman gets aboard here in this fifth inning of play. But now there's 2 men out because of that double play. Blaine Gatz comes to the plate next. He is the third baseman. Gatz is grounded out to first base. Actually, the pitcher once, and he also grounded out to third base. He takes a big whack at that one and a swing and a miss.
Third baseman, number 18, Blaine Gatz.
Gatz with a batting average of .270 so far this season. Gatz has got 10 base hits and 37 trips to the plate, 3 base on balls, 12 strikeouts. Taking a good hard look at the first basis going to be the pitcher, Travis Johnson. As a Gatz is going to single back up through the middle, it's going to be retrieved out there by the center fielder. Moving around to third base on the play is going to be Opperman. So Blaine Gatz gets a single right up through the middle there. Hard hit ball right on by the pitcher, Travis Johnson. And now he sings with base runners on at first and third base. And now you look back to that double play ball there. And that's a... last batter, Xander Schmidt. And Hastings probably should have played it a run right there. Now the catcher, Jim McCain, goes out to have a couple of words with his pitcher, Travis Johnson. Runners are on at first and third base, but now there's 2 men out for Hastings. Here in the fifth inning, the trailing in the ball game by a score of 5-2. Here's Matt Karloff, the left fielder, coming up there next. Karloff had an RBI single his last time up there in the third. Also grounded out to second base in his only other plate appearance. There's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Matt Karloff. So Hastings has got 7 base hits already here in this ball game. 7 hits through the first 4 2/3 innings. North Platte has recorded just 4. There's a throw inside. It's going to be above the numbers there for Hastings. As Karloff watches that one go by, the count goes to 1-1. Hastings went 6-2 in their ball games last week, losing a couple of games to Lincoln Northeast in that Columbus tournament on Sunday. Hastings also dropped one to Fremont during the weekend. Other than that, a pretty successful week for head coach Steve Willingworth and Hastings 5 Points Bank. This team feels that they're starting to turn the corner now. As they get outside more and more. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. It's 2-2 to Matt Karloff. A lot of these teams Hastings playing early in the season are teams that's been playing high school baseball for the past several weeks. So it takes a while usually for Hastings to get warmed up. And they saw some of their potential last week going 6-2. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be a curveball that stays inside for a ball. It's now 3-2 to Matt Karloff. Just joining us, Hastings left the bases loaded in the first inning and did not score. They scored one run in the second, one run in the third. North Platte scoring one run in the first and four more in the second. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's going to be foul tap back to the screen. Going on the pitch was Blaine Gatz, the first baseman. Or not the first baseman, but the guy who's at first base. Matt Karloff fouls away this pitch, and the count remains at 3-2. So a little base hit here to the outfield would produce at least one run here for Hastings. The count is full at 3-2. The runner goes on the pitch, and it's going to be hit to the right side. Enderle has got it. The first baseman goes over and tags out the runner coming down the line. That's a Karloff, and the inning is over. So Karloff just got a little piece of that one as it goes trickling over to the bag at first. Travis Johnson then tags out Karloff heading down to the bag, and the inning is over for Hastings 5 points bank. No runs on one base hit, one error on North Platte, and two men left on the base pads. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning with a score, North Platte 5, Hastings 2.
5 points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
Major League Baseball going on tonight. Everything is in interleague play with the exception of one game in the National League. The Astros playing out west against the Giants. That one goes at 9:15 our time tonight. Rest of the action is underway in interleague play. Top of the third. Baltimore leading Pittsburgh by a score of 2-1. Bottom of the third. The Nationals 1, the Toronto Blue Jays nothing. End of the second inning of play, the Rays leading the Mets by a score of 2-1. Bottom of the second inning, it's the Atlanta Braves 3, the Yankees nothing. The Cleveland Indians over the Cincinnati Reds 1-0. They're in the bottom of the third. Bottom of the third, no score between the Red Sox and the Marlins. Tonight, the Diamondbacks will play in Texas against the Rangers. The Brewers playing at Kansas City. Philadelphia and Minnesota. The Padres playing the Mariners out west. Other games going on. The Tigers playing at Chicago against the Cubs. The White Sox against the Cardinals will get started later on. Athletics and the Rockies and the Angels and the Diamondbacks. 5-2 is the score. Hastings is trailing in the ballgame as North Platte comes to bat here. In the bottom half of the fifth, this is Cade Folkert. Folkert is the center fielder. He is, 0-0 this ball game so far. He's laid down a sacrifice, and he's recorded a bunt, or actually recorded a walk. He takes a pitch outside here in the count, 1-2. So North Platte, the home team here in game number one, they'll get the final at-bat, and they've got a 5-2 advantage over Hastings. There's the ball hit toward third. Ricochets off with the chest of Blaine Gatz, picked up by Reimer, the shortstop, and is throwing to first base, not in time. So Folkert sends that one right down to third baseman Blaine Gatz, who fields the ball, but it goes ricocheting off of his glove right to Will Reimer. And by then, Folkert was aboard at first base there for North Platte. That's going to be an error chalked up on the Hastings defense. That's going to be the second error in the ball game by Hastings, and now Jim McCain comes up there next. You cannot give these extra at-bats here to
These guys in the top of the order, they look very impressive with their sticks. Jim McCain comes up there next. He had a three-run double back there in the second inning of play. And grounded out in the first, so he's one for two tonight. Start of the night with a batting average of .293. Runners on at first base. That is Folkert. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be way outside. And the count, 1-2. Hastings had some action strolling down there in the bullpen earlier, but nothing going right now as Nate Williams is out there for Hastings Five Points Bank. Runners on at first base. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. And it should be 3-0. 3-0 should be the count here to Jim McCain. So 3-0 the count as Nate Williams tries to get out of a jam here in this inning. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be inside and down low, and he walks him. So a walk there. Now North Platte's got runners on at first and second base. Williams struck two guys in the second inning of play and also hit a batter. He hasn't walked one since. So that's the third walk of the ball game given up by Nate Williams of Hastings. And now the pitching coach again for Hastings Five Points Bank is going to come out and have a word with Nate Williams out there. So the two base runners here to begin the fifth inning of play reach base safely. Cade Folkert reaches on an error. Now Jim McCain reaches on a base on balls. Nate Williams has got 3 strikeouts in the ball game. He has got 2. He has got 2 strikeouts, and that's going to be all she wrote as a pitching change is going to be made here by Hastings Five Points Bank. So a pitching change coming up here for Hastings Five Points Bank. We'll take a break with the score. North Platte 5, Hastings 2.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drugstores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drugstore downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
This Saturday, join us on Classic Hits 98.9 for the 35th annual Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Classic.
They take it into the end zone for the touchdown. The guy just powers into the end zone for the score.
48 of the top 8-Man players from across the state meet in the center for this annual battle between the East and the West.
And he is stuck yet again, and he did not make it back to the line of scrimmage.
1:15 pregame show with kickoff set for 1:30 live from Lloyd Wilson Field in Hastings. It's the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Classic, and it's on Classic Hits 98.9.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Jonas Schultz is going to be the new pitcher for Hastings. Jonas Schultz comes out there.
Now pitching for Hastings 5 points.
Schultz is thrown 3 1/3 innings so far for Steve Illingworth and Hastings 5 points Bank. He has given up 5 base hits and 8 runs. 5 of those earned, 8 base on balls, 2 strikeouts. He has hit 4 batters. His ERA is sitting at 10.51. So Jonas Schultz going to get a chance here for Hastings to shut the door here from North Platte First National Bank. Nate Williams knows the first 4 innings tonight. And the guys that are on the base pads would be charged to his statistics if they get home. There is nobody out. Hastings is trailing in the ball game by a score of 5-2. So now Jonas Schultz is on the mound here for Hastings. And coming to bat is going to be Ben Sucraw. So Jonas Schultz out there on the bump now for Hastings 5 points Bank. Runners on at first and second. McCain is on at first and Folkert is on at second base. There's a high fastball and a swing and a miss. So now Jonas Schultz is going to attack here. Ben Sucral is the number four hitter in the batting order for North Platte First National Bank. He's got a couple of singles already tonight. Had an RBI single in the first inning. So nothing and one to Ben Sucral. Jonas Schultz working from the stretch. Here comes the pitch to the plate. Attempted bunt there. He goes after it and will take a strike. So no balls and two strikes now to Sucral. North Platte scoring four runs in the second inning of play. They scored one in the first. They've got a 5-2 lead over Hastings, but they're threatening for more here in the fifth inning. The runner's on at first and second. There's a ground ball towards second. Mason spilling it, can't get it. Now Ryan Bender grabs it. He goes over to first base. That's in time. Jonas Schultz over there covering the bag. A lot of commotion over here on the right side of the diamond. Spilinick looked like he was going to grab the ball. He did not. Ryan Bender goes over from first base to grab it on the grassy portion of the infield here. And Jonas Schultz gets over there quickly to cover the bag at first to record the outs. So Sucral is out of the play. Moving up to second and third on the play is going to be Folkert and also Jim McCain. Coming to the plate next is going to be Taylor Williams now. Williams is the third baseman as he takes a strike here on the outside corner. Nothing and one to Taylor. He is 0-2 so far tonight. He is grounded out to shortstop, and he is grounded out to third base. Jonas Schultz working from the stretch now. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a chopper towards short. Will Reimer charges, then bobbles the ball, and everybody's going to be safe, and the run scores. Will Reimer trying to come into the grassy portion of the infield, and a high chopper there. Had the ball in his glove, but just couldn't get it out of there. And Taylor Williams is going to be aboard here on another error on Hastings. So Taylor Williams gets aboard on the error. Jared Webster comes to the plate. Coming in the score is going to be Folkert for North Platte. It is now a 6-2 ball game. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Jim McCain. So now runners are on at first and third. That run will be charged to the statistics of Nate Williams. And now, what do we have here? Jared Webster just got hit by a pitch. So that loads up the bases. Webster heads down to first base on the play. Taylor Williams moves on to second. Staying at third is going to be Jim McCain. And now we've got the designated hitter coming to the plate. That's Nick Martinez. Martinez so far tonight, he was hit by a pitch in the second inning of play and came around to score. Struck out in the third. He's got a batting average of .361 in the season. So North Platte now leading Hastings by the score of 6-2. We're in the bottom half of the fifth inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight. Here comes a bunt laid down. Jonas Schultz grabs it. Goes to the plate. That's not going to be in time, and everybody's going to be safe again. Jonas Schultz with just a... He fields the ball cleanly there, and he was so close to the catcher in the Pat Opperman, he didn't know if he wanted to throw it or underhand it or toss it or shot put it or what. And it was mishandled there. The exchange between the pitcher and the catcher standing about, what, 5, 6, 7 feet apart here at the plate, and everybody's going to be safe. So Martinez is going to get aboard. A runner's going to score here. That makes it a 7-2 lead now for North Platte. Check that. They say they got an out chalked up on the board, so the man was out here evidently at the plate. So now the bases are loaded with one man out. And here's Jordan Enderle coming up there next. Enderle has struck out once, and he has reached on a base on balls. So one man out now for North Platte First National Bank here in the fifth inning. There's the ball hit to the right side. Mason Spillane goes to second base for one over the first base. That's going to be in time, a double play, and Hastings gets out of the inning. So it could have been a whole lot worse there, but Hastings gets out of the inning, allowing just one run there in the fifth inning of play. Hastings scores a run. North Platte scores one run. We go to the bottom of the Well, actually, the top of the sixth inning of play with the score North Platte 6, Hastings 2.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Hastings College, a place where you can learn,
investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become. Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
So a 6-2 ball game now. North Platte, 6 runs, 4 hits, 1 error. They've left 4 so far in the ball game. Hastings has got 2 runs. Hastings with 7 base hits.
Second baseman number 6, Mason Stonick.
But they've got 4 errors now in the ball game. They left 7 men on base. So Hastings now with some wood to chop. They're checking the scoreboard, and they've now got 7-2 back up on the board in the scoreboard. So who knows? Mason Spillinick comes up there next for Hastings. Travis Johnson continues to throw here for North Platte. So a 7-2 ball game. North Platte has got the lead over Hastings. As Spillinick, the number 8 hitter in the batting order, comes up there next. Spillinick fouls away this next pitch.
Reminder, return all those foul balls.
So 2 balls and 2 strikes. It'll be Mason Spillinick. Then we'll see Brandon Paganiban and also Kyle Goldenstein coming up there next. For Hastings, as Hastings 5 points bank bats here in the 6th inning of play. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. So a double check the scoring there in the last half of the 5th inning of play, but it's now a 7-2 ball game in favor of North Platte First National Bank. Mason Spillinick started the day with a batting average of 135. He's got a single, and he has grounded out so far here in this ball game. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a chopper again over the head of the pitcher, Johnson, fielded there. Nope. Shortstop can't get to it. It's into center field. Volts trying to grab it right at second base and goes sneaking right under his glove. There's Mason Spillinick gets the board here for Hastings 5 points bank. They'll lead off this 6th inning of play. That's going to be a base hit there for Spillinick. So Brandon Paganiban comes up there next. So Brandon Paganiban comes up there for Hastings. He had a single in the 2nd inning of play and he grounded out in the 4th. So he is 1-for-2. A 7-2 ball game. Hastings trailing by 5 runs here. Hastings is actually out of hit North Platte here in this ball game, 8-4, but Hastings has been victimized by 4 errors so far in this ball game. There's a throw into first base, not in time. Diving back in there was Mason Spillinick. Hastings stealing bases this year. They've got 33. Spillinick has got 2 stolen bases himself. Inches away from the bag over there at first base. Travis Johnson, he's went all the way on the pitcher's mound for North Platte. There's a bunt laid down there by Paganiban toward first and running over to tag him out at the bag. No, he was safe down there. The first baseman, Jordan Enderle, was off of the bag, and then he races toward the bag at first to try to catch Brandon Paganiban, and Brandon got there. So he gets aboard here, and Hastings has got runners at first and second. Now the head coach for North Platte is going to come out of the dugout here and talk with the home plate umpire and also the base umpire here. Jordan Enderle was to his right down there at the first base fielding the ball. And then he comes over and tries to race Brandon Pangan-Eben back to the bag here and did not get there in time, so that's going to be an error. Chalked up on the North Platte. Hastings has got something going here now in the sixth inning of play with runners on at first and second base. And that's going to bring up Kyle Goldenstein in the top of the order next for Hastings. So a base hit here for Mason Spilanek, and Brandon Pangan-Eben reaches on an error. There is nobody out for Hastings here in the sixth as Kyle Goldenstein comes to the plate next. Goldenstein so far today, he is 0 for 3. He has grounded out once, he's flown out once, and he has struck out once. And he takes a pitch here inside for a ball, one ball and no strikes. 1-0 the count here to Kyle Goldenstein. He started the day with a batting average of 194. So Hastings trying to get back into the ball game here. They're trailing by the score of 7-2 here in this ball game. Here comes the next pitch. The ball is going to be hit to the outfield. Center fielder Folkert drifts to his left and now comes in and he grabs the ball for the first out. So Goldenstein will fly out to the center fielder Cade Folkert out there for North Platte. The wind's blowing in tonight here at Duncan Field. They were out of the east-southeast at about 14 miles per hour to start the ball game, and they have not let up throughout the contest. That one was held up a little bit. Folkert was able to retrieve that one for the first half of the inning. The runners stay put at first and second, respectively, for Hastings. Pangan-Eben is at first base, and Mason Spilanek is at second base. There's one man out now in the sixth as Will Reimer comes to the plate next. Reimer, he's 0 for 2 so far this one. Here's the pitch that comes over the head of Jim McCain back to the screen and advancing one. Your base runner is Spilanek down to third and Pangan-Eben down to second base. So Travis Johnson throws that one over the head of Jim McCain back to the screen. Well, Reimer has a count of one ball and no strikes here at the plate. Reimer, he struck out in the first. He reached on a walk in the second inning of play and he grounded out in inning number 4. So he is 0 for 2 officially here in this ball game. Started the day with a batting average of 317. One of the hotter hitters for Hastings here the past week or so. Waits on the next pitch, and he hits that one off with a handle of the bat. Out towards second base, and it's going to be grabbed there by the second baseman in Jared Webster. So now there's two men out here in the inning. And now Ryan Bender comes up there next. Ryan Bender with a batting average of 365 on the season. Bender leads the team in walks with 16. Also leads the team in doubles with 4. Leads the team in triples with 3. Leads the team in home runs with 3. Leads the team in RBIs with 17. And also in stolen bases with 7. He's been an offensive force. A 3-year player here for head coach Steve Illingworth as he comes to bat here in the sixth inning of play with runners on at second and third base. Hastings, the visiting team here in game number 1. We've got the second half of the doubleheader coming up upon the conclusion of this one, about 20 to 25 minutes in between game times here tonight. First pitch to Bender is going to be outside and down low, 1-0 the count. Here's Travis Johnson. He rocks and fires again. Next pitch is going to be a fastball that stays down low for ball. Two balls and no strikes on Ryan Bender. Xander Schmidt would be next, and then Pat Opperman, the catcher. Runners are on at second and third base. Pangan-Eben is on at second. Spilanek is on at third. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike on Ryan Bender. The count is at 2-1. Travis Johnson has went all the way for North Platte on the mound here. Nate Williams, the starter for Hastings. He lasted 4 innings. Jonas Schultz came on in that last half of an inning. Here comes the next pitch. The Bender hit on the ground again towards short. Fultz has got it. He goes over to first base. That's going to be in time, and the inning is over. So Hastings had potential there in that inning. But Goldenstein flies out to center. Reimer pops out to second base. And Bender, he grounds out to short. And the inning is over. Hastings scores no runs on one base hit, one error, and two men left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning with a score. North Platte 7, Hastings 2.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Five Points Bank of Hastings wants to be your banking partner. We offer a wide selection of banking products and other special benefits as well.
For example, members of our Golden Club, 55 and older, receive free checks, discounted bank services, get to attend a free monthly movie event, and participate in hosted travel opportunities as well as our delicious annual holiday luncheon. So make the move. Stop in at any of our three banking offices and visit with one of our bankers on how we can be your banking partner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field, it's a 7-2 ball game. North Platte out on top of Hastings here tonight in the first half of the doubleheader. Our internet service tonight here at the ballpark is courtesy of Blue Force Broadband, provided by Glenwood Wireless. They've been serving Central Nebraska for over 50 years. For more information, you can email info@shopglenwood.net or you can call 866-756-4746. So Jonas Schultz going to stay out there for Hastings here in this sixth inning. Thatcher Vapp, the number nine hitter for North Platte, will come up there to lead things off, and he will square around the bunt but takes the pitch up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Thatcher Vapp now, the right fielder. Nate Williams for Hastings goes the first four innings tonight. Gives up six runs, four hits, four walks, two strikeouts, and one hit batter. Jonas Schultz out there right now for Hastings is trying to finish things off. Next pitch is going to be outside the strike zone. Two balls and no strikes. So Thatcher Vapp started the night with a batting average of .400. Has not had a lot of opportunities here this year. He's just 2-for-5 at the plate for the Platters. Here comes a 2-0 pitch there by Jonas Schultz. Nothing but smoke right at the knees, right across the center portion of the plate. Two balls and one strike now to Thatcher Vapp. Luke Voles, the shortstop, would be next. And we'll see Cade Folkert here in the sixth inning. Ooh, there's a pitch that came inside and hit Thatcher Vapp right on the side of the head. Fortunately enough, he's wearing that protective helmet down there as he shakes the cobwebs out the side of his head here. I'm going to check the helmet to make sure that's okay. That was a ball that came right to the plate and hit Thatcher Vapp right in the side of the head. That's why they wear the helmets out there. Huh? Thatcher Vapp is all right. He's going to hit down to first base on the play, being hit by a fastball there from Jonas Schultz, beating him right on the side of the head. So there's a hit batter, and Luke Voles comes to the plate next. He is the shortstop. Just too many opportunities here tonight. Hastings is giving the Platters. They've got four errors defensively. That's the second hit batter that's been chalked up on the Hastings pitching staff. Nate Williams, he has walked four guys in the ball game. That's the second hit batter of the night for Jonas Schultz. So there's actually three hit batters so far in this ball game. And now North Platte's got their leadoff runner again over there at first base. There's the ball hit back up through the middle. Schultz can't grab it. Either can the shortstop Spolinick. That's into center field. Around the bag. It's second on his way to third. It's going to be Thatcher Vapp. And here comes a throw in. That's not going to be in time. There's a base hit by Luke Voles. He sends that one back up through the middle. Some good speed there by Thatcher as he gets it over to third base on the play. And now North Platte has got runners on at first and third base. Coming up there next is going to be Cade Folkert. He's a center fielder. Folkert has reached on an error and has scored a run. He's received a base on balls in the second and scored a run and laid down a sacrifice. He is 0-for-1 officially as he comes to the plate, but he has scored two runs here in this ballgame tonight. 7-2 is the score, and that's the fifth base hit for North Platte here in the ballgame. Runners on at first and third base, and nobody out here against Jonas Schultz, who continues to work from the stretch. And now, calling the timeout and backing out of the batter's box is going to be Cade Folkert. Temperature was 81 degrees at game time tonight. Very enjoyable night for American Legion Baseball. Attempts right now in the 70s as we play this first game of two here tonight. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike on Cade Folkert. Cade started the day with a batting average of .411. He was 23 out of 56 from the plate. He's got 17 RBIs. .411 is his batting average. 7-2 is the score. North Platte's got the lead. Here's the next pitch, a swing and a miss. Going after an outside pitch there, and not a very good one. Folkert can't connect. The count to him is at no balls and two strikes. Mason Spilanek expected to get the start for Hastings in game number two here tonight. No balls and two strikes here. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball. And the count is at one ball and two strikes now to Cade Folkert. Jim McCain would be next. He is the catcher. Ben Sucra, the left fielder, would follow him. North Platte trying to tack on a couple of insurance runs here late in the ballgame. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit toward right field. Paganiemann settles under it. Paganiemann makes the catch. Runner at third base is going to be Vapp. He's going to tag. Here comes the throw at the plate. It's not going to be in time. Nice throw there by Brandon Paganiemann. Pat Opperman holds on to it there, but sliding under the tag and scoring into play is going to be Thatcher Vapp. So Cade Folkert flies out to the right fielder, Brandon Paganiemann. He's going to produce a run here as Thatcher Vapp tags up from third base to score. That makes it an 8-2 ball game now in favor of the Platters. And now head coach Steve Illingworth is going to come out here and have a couple of words with the home plate umpire. That was a good throw by Brandon Paganiemann, a good tag there by Pat Opperman, but evidently Thatcher Vapp slides under the tag there. And scores the run there for Hastings, or rather for North Platte First National Bank. That makes it an 8-2 score now. The judge is happy with the decision there. And Jim McCain will come to the plate next for North Platte First National Bank. Runner is still on at first base. That's Luke Voles. Now there's one bat out here in the inning as McCain waits on the pitch. It's going to be a fastball there from Jonas Schultz. It's going to be inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes on Jim McCain. Ben Sucra would be next. Will Reimer, the shortstop, shielding his eyes from the sun now as the sun begins to set to cause some problems here at Duncan. There goes the runner at first base. The pitch is going to be inside to throw down there by Opperman. It is not going to be in time. Ball gets away from Reimer, who is covering the bag there. So a stolen base by Luke Voles. So now North Platte has got a runner on in scoring position again. At second base, that's Voles. McGain has a count of him at two balls and no strikes here at the plate. 8-2, North Platte has got the lead. North Platte scores a run in the first inning of play. Four more in the second. They scored, two more in the fifth inning, and they've scored one so far here in the sixth. Hastings scoring a run in the second and a run in the third. They haven't scored since. Two balls and no strikes here to Jim McCain. Here comes the next pitch by Jonas Schultz. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing but smoke there by Schultz. And the count is now at two balls and one strike on Jim McCain, who started the day with a batting average of .293. McCain coming into the contest was 17 out of 58 from the plate. He had 15 RBIs. He tries to bunt his way on here and will foul it to the first base side right in front of the North Platte dugout. So the count, two balls and two strikes. Both of these teams wearing red jerseys here tonight. North Platte has got the gray pants and the blue baseball helmets. Hastings with the white pants and their red baseball helmets and caps here this afternoon and this evening. Two balls and two strikes here to Jim McCain. Next pitch is going to be a fastball that's going to stay up high for a ball. And it's now full at three balls and two strikes. Second game of the doubleheader coming up later on tonight. We'll have it for you here on 1230 KHIS. About 20 to 25 minutes between games here tonight. Three balls and two strikes. One man out. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball, and he loses him. So a baseline ball is given up there by Jonas Schultz, and now runners are on at first and second base. So Jonas Schultz has now hit two batters. He has given up one base hit, and now he has walked a man since he came out in relief of Nate Williams. Coming up to the plate next is going to be Ben Sucra, the left fielder. He is 2-for-3 tonight. As he fouls away, the first pitch back to the screen. Nothing into one. Sue Crawley's got an RBI back there in the first inning of play. Had a couple of singles to start things off in the first and the second. It went back to the first baseman in inning number five. So he's 2-for-3 as he comes to the plate here for the fourth time in this seven-inning ball game. Runners are on at first and second base. Sue Crawl with a batting average to start the day with a 306 clip. Jonas Schultz's pitch comes inside, and that one nearly hits Sue Crawl as he spins away from that one. And the count is at 1-1. Kansas City Royals leading the Milwaukee Brewers 1-0. They're in the top half of the second inning at the K. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away, back out of play. And the count goes to 1-2. One man out for North Platte here in the sixth inning. Looking to tack on some more runs. It is an 8-2 ball game. Platters with a six-run advantage. Runners on at first and second base. Volts is down there at second base. McCain is on at first. Here comes the next pitch by Jonas Schultz. That ball's going to be hit towards center field. Goldenstein grabs it for the second out. Quickly gets the ball back to second base, and scampering back in there is Luke Volts of North Platte. So Ben Sucraw, he flies out to center field for the second out of the sixth inning. And now Taylor Williams comes up there next. Williams grounded out in the first, grounded out in the third, reached on an error and scored a run in the fifth. So he's 0-for-3. He's batting in the number 5 position here tonight. Batting average to start the day of .267. And here comes the pitch to him from Jonas Schultz. That's going to be jammed inside, and he fouls it away down to third base side. Out of play, into the seats. No balls and one strike here to Taylor Williams. Williams was 16 out of 60 coming in here. Plate appearances. He's got 8 RBIs, a chance to drive one home here with a runner there at second base. Here comes the pitch to him. It's going to be hit down the line at third base. That's going to be in foul territory. Right on by Blaine Gatz. But fortunately enough for Hastings, in foul territory, and the count now is at 0-2. Hastings, during their most recent road trip, had strung together 6 straight wins at one point until they lost there in the Columbus tournament over the weekend. Hastings sitting at 9-12 in the season. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside and down low for a ball. The count is at 1-2. North Platte, one of the teams that are going to be involved with the Area 7 baseball tournament later on this year. Hastings will host the area tournament for 2012. That'll be right here at Duncan Field at the end of July. 1-2. Here comes the next pitch. Hit off the handle of the bat again to Gatz over at third. Touches the bag at third base and gets the force out on Luke Volts, and the inning is over as Hastings gets out with no further damage done here. North Platte does score one run, however, in this sixth inning. One run on one hit. No errors on Hastings, and 2 men left on the base pads. We go to inning number 7 with a score. North Platte 8, Hastings 2.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. North Platte, first time for the doubleheader, has got the lead over Hastings. The score is 8-2. It's going to be Hastings batting here in the top half of the seventh inning. Hastings, the visiting team here in game number 1. They'll switch that around for the nightcap. Xander Schmidt, Pat Opperman, and Blaine Gatz, the scheduled hitters here for Hastings, numbers 4, 5, and 6. And Hastings will need 6 runs here to continue the ball game. Travis Johnson is going to stay out there and throw for North Platte. He has went all the way for the Platters in this ball game. Trevor Johnson came in here 2-2 with a 4.45 ERA, but he has kept Hastings in check here tonight. Hastings has out hit North Platte 8-5 here in the ball game, but 5 points has been hurt by 4 miscues in the field. Hastings gave up a big inning as well in the second inning when North Platte scored 4 runs. So we'll see what Hastings 5 points bank can do here in the top half of the seventh inning. Xander Schmidt comes to the plate here for the fourth time tonight. Hit into a double play his last time up there. Takes a look at a pitch there. It's going to be in there for a strike. Right at the knees, nothing in one. Xander started the day with a batting average of .316. He had a couple of singles in his first 2 trips to the plate here tonight. Scored a run in the third, then hit in that double play in the fifth. Here's the next pitch. It'll be fouled away in the first base side. Out of play. Again, no balls and 2 strikes. Coming up on Saturday, we have got the 8-man All-Star Football Classic from the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field, 1:15 for the pregame, 1:30 for the kickoff. You can catch the game on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR this weekend. As Xander Schmidt fouls away the next pitch. Hastings will play a midweek game next Wednesday against the Kearney Runza squad. We'll have that game for you here on 1230 KHAS, beginning with the pregame show at 7:45 next Wednesday. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's 1-2. So 1-2 here to Xander Schmidt, the designated hitter for Hastings here in game number 1. Travis Johnson looking in for the sign from Jim McCain. He's got it. Next pitch will be fouled down the right field line. And the count remains at 1-2. Mason Spilenick, the starter for head coach Steve Illingworth in game number 2 here tonight. We'll have that one for you as well here on 1230 KHIS. Here's Travis Johnson, winds and delivers. The ball's going to be popped up behind the plate. Jim McCain comes back toward the screen and grabs the ball. That's the first out of the inning. Xander Schmidt is going to foul out to the catcher, Jim McCain. That's going to bring up Pat Opperman next. Opperman is the catcher for Hastings. He reached on a base on balls in the first, laid down a sacrifice in the third inning of play, then reached on an error in the fifth. So he is officially 0-2 in the ball game tonight, started the batting average of .218. Here comes the next pitch by Travis Johnson. Right at the knees, right down the pipe there, nothing in one. So Pat Opperman up there for Hastings. Opperman, he has walked 8 times so far this year. He has struck out 6. As this next pitch from Johnson comes back all the way to the screen, way over the head of the batter, Pat Opperman. That one got away from the pitcher, Travis Johnson. But no harm done. Nobody on the base pads here for Hastings. Hastings 5 points bank playing in the top half of the seventh. They're trailing in the ball game on a score of 8-2. The count here at the plate is at 1-1 on Opperman. Next pitch is going to be popped up. Left side of the diamond, Taylor Williams, the third baseman right at the bag, is going to make the call, and he makes the catch as well. Pat Opperman flies out to the third baseman right at the bag there. And now Blaine Gatz comes up there next. And he is the last hope to get something started here for Hastings in this first ball game. Gatz has grounded out twice, and he is singled. So he is officially 1-3 today, starting with a batting average of .270 this season. So Gatz will step in from the right-hand side. He's got 3 base on balls, and he has struck out 12 times so far this year. And here comes the pitch by Travis Johnson. It's going to be down low for a ball, 1-0. Travis Johnson has went all the way here for North Platte here in this ball game. Surrendered 8 base hits and only 2 runs. He's not struck out a whole lot of guys, but he's got him to pop up, including this one. Here's a pop fly to the right side of the diamond, and it gets out of play. Just across the fence here, and the count goes to 1-1. Travis Johnson has recorded three strikeouts in the ball game thus far. And he is ahead of the count here. Actually, it's 1-1. 1-1, the official count on Blaine Gatz. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. It's going to come inside. It gets away from the catcher, Jim McCain. Back to the screen. It's 2-1. Johnson walked a man in the first inning of play. Also walked a man in the second. And he walked a man in the fifth inning. And he has not walked one since. So three walks so far given up by Travis Johnson for North Platte First National Bank. The count here, though, is at 3-1 on Blaine Gatz. Hastings batting in the top half of the seventh. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball, and he walks him. So the fourth walk of the ball game given up by Travis Johnson. And that's going to bring up Matt Karloff next. Johnson will stay out there with a 6-run lead. So Matt Karloff comes up there next. Karloff is 1-for-3 so far tonight. He had a single in the third. That was an RBI single. Grounded out the other two times up there. So Karloff at 1-for-3. Now with a man on at first base, that's going to be Blaine Gatz. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. First baseman Jordan Enderle is playing behind the runner at first base down there for North Platte First National Bank. We're in the top half of the seventh inning as the next pitch comes to the plate. Karloff fouls this one way down the right field side. Count is now 1-1. Karloff started the day with a batting average of 196. For Hastings, he had 9 base hits and 46 trips to the plate. 9 walks, he has struck out 11 times. As Karloff waits on this next pitch here from Travis Johnson, as a fastball comes inside, it's going to miss. And the count goes to 2-1. Karloff has got 1 double for his extra base hits so far this year. He's got 7 RBIs. Waiting on the pitch from Johnson. Here it comes. It's on the way. It's hit right to the shortstop and right by the shortstop into left center field. Volz can't make the play on the ball. Around the bag at second on his way to third is going to be Gatz. And pulling up at second base is going to be Karloff. So that one goes whistling right on by the shortstop's glove. Luke Volz out there into left center field. Finally retrieved out there, but Blaine Gatz gets around to third base on the play. Karloff pulls up at second on the throw. And now Mason Spilinick comes up there next. There's a base hit there for Matt Karloff. That's his second one in this ball game. Coming up there next is going to be Mason Spilinick. Spilinick doing a good job out of the number 8 hole here tonight for Hastings. He is 2-for-3. He has scored a run. Grounded out his only other time up there. So Spilinick with a season batting average of 135 comes to the plate next for Hastings. And will take a pitch outside for a ball. 1-0. North Platte has got just 10 players suited up for the ball game tonight. So if there's any kind of relief help needed here down the stretch, it'll probably come from somebody in the field. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. 1-1 now on Mason Spilinick. Brandon Panganiban would be next. There's 2 men out for Hastings here in this seventh inning of play. Hastings 5 points bank trailing in the ball game by the score of 8-2. Final at bat here for Hastings. Unless they can make something happen here as the next pitch comes inside for a ball. 2-1 here to Mason Spilinick. Batting from the right-hand side. Travis Johnson working from his full windup with runners at second and third base. Blaine Gatz just 90 feet away from scoring the third run of the ball game for Hastings. There's the ball hit right back to Johnson on the mound. He goes to first base, and the ball game is over as Mason Spilinick grounds out to the first baseman, Travis Johnson, and this ball game is over. North Platte knocks off Hastings in the first game of 2 here tonight. Final score, North Platte First National Bank 8. Hastings 2. Back with a recap after this.
Heroes of service powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Is your pops tops?
Hey, Pop, did you hear the big news?
1230 KHAS Radio loves all fathers, and we've got a brand new toolbox filled with gift certificates for one lucky dad. Register your dad in Hastings at Custom Pack, Eek's Office Plus, Brad's Marine, Orchland Farm and Home, Godfather's Pizza, and Mountain Mud Espresso. Making Father's Day super special for one lucky dad. Winner announced on June 14th. It's 1230 KHAS Radio. Get your dad registered today.
This Saturday, join us on Classic Hits 98.9 for the 35th annual Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Classic.
They take it into the end zone for the touchdown. The guy just powers into the end zone for the score.
48 of the top 8-Man players from across the state meet in the center for this annual battle between the East and the West.
And he is stuck yet again, and he did not make it back to the line of scrimmage.
1:15 pregame show with kickoff set for 1:30 live from Lloyd Wilson Field in Hastings. It's the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Classic, and it's on Classic Hits 98.9.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back at Duncan Field. North Platte First National Bank wins the first half of the doubleheader here tonight over Hastings by the score of 8-2. Hastings scoring two runs on nine base hits. They commit four errors in the ballgame tonight, and they leave 11 men on the base pads. North Platte scores eight runs on five base hits. They had two errors, and they leave six men on base. Travis Johnson is the winning pitcher. He is now 3-2 on the season for North Platte. He goes to seven innings, gives up two runs and nine base hits. He had three strikeouts and four walks. Nate Williams is going to be the losing pitcher for Hastings. He is now 2-1 on the season. Williams throws the first four innings tonight, gives up six runs, four hits, four walks, two strikeouts, and a hitter batter. Jonas Schultz came on there and threw the final couple of innings for Hastings, but it was North Platte First National Bank coming out with a victory here in game number one of our doubleheader tonight by the score of 8-2. So Hastings drops to 9 wins and 13 losses on the season. North Platte improves to 12 wins and 9 losses. We've got more action coming up in about 20 to 25 minutes from right now. We'll have the second half of the doubleheader back here on 1230 KHIS. So stay with us. Again, the score of the first ball game, it was Hastings losing to North Platte First National Bank by the score of 8-2. For 1230 KHIS Sports, I'm Mike Will.
Today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned to the second half of the doubleheader coming up on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.